All right, Peter, good victory. Took a while for the goals to come, but once they did arrive, it killed off the Fana challenge.
Yeah, just it took us a wee while to settle. They battled really hard, in fairness, Fana. They let us have it at the back and then tried to press us a bit. We struggled with the movement off the ball, but we had a chat at half-time and says, listen, you gotta, this is your chance to get out of the county. If you want it, you got to work harder. And in fairness, they did.
Yeah, better improvement in the second half. In the first half, you got the lead and just after the midway point in the half, and it was a good goal scored by Aidan McLaughlin.
Yeah, it is that capability. It's just, you know, we would expect a bit more than it. We expect him to hold it up, lay it off the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been happening for him. We had a wee chat at half-time and says, listen, Aidan, there are goals there for you. You're a quality player. Go and do your business. And that's what he does. Scores goals and holds it up.
And then two goals within the space of a minute. And that really ended the game as a contest at that stage, because at 1-0, Fana were always in it.
Well, when we come out at the start of the second half, we says we'd have to be up for it because they would be up for it. And in fairness to them, they battled really hard at about a ball, but a lot of it was in front of it, you know. And we were comfortable enough. We weren't overly panicking then. As you say, the couple of goals, you can see then our boys struck it about and they can play ball when they want to.
Yeah, so into the national stages of the competition, Peter. And I'm sure you guys will have plenty of confidence that with the right kind of a draw, you can go pretty far in this competition.
Well, we'll be hoping we'll tick each game. It's great to come out of Donegal, because to get out of here for start at Ulster for us is massive. You know, the draw has worked for us a bit, but I see Letterkenny have gone as well and beat Cock Hill, which is great to see another team. But to come out of this here is a massive plus to you. To then go to let people see you nationally how much you're coming on and where we still have to work would be excellent.
And it's a chance for your players to show what they can do on the national stage as well. You'll be coming up against teams with plenty of experience in this competition and the know-how to win. Do your lads have that?
That's probably the one wee thing we're lacking. You can see we're a young side. They're starting to get the belief. We're working on passing and moving all the time, pressing teams, closing down. You know, we are getting there. It's going to get time. But as you say, there are some quality sides in the Intermediate Cup, especially as you go further or the draw looks after you. You're definitely going to meet quality sides, and they are excellent and well switched on and focused. Yeah.
The only thing, I mean, Bunnegay, it's a settled team, Peter. You've got these lads together now for a few seasons and then you've been working with them and they're showing that they're playing well and they've enjoyed a good start to another season.
Yeah, which is great. Unfortunately, today you can see we have six boys that would probably regularly start, all struggling with wee niggly injuries and things and might be out for a week. But you can see the boys have come in. They all know what we do at training. They all know the way we set ourselves up. They all know what we're looking to do. And I think that's excellent, that you can make that many changes in the Intermediate Cup against a hard-working Fannett and still get a 4-0 result.
Yeah, well, back to the league next week, back to Porridge, as they say, and I think it's Swilly Rovers next up for you in the Ulster Senior League. And you're going okay in that competition this season?
Yeah, Letterkenny deservedly beat us at Letterkenny. We switched off for a while, gave away a few silly goals, got back on it. But look, there's no easy games. People look and go, oh, that team's struggling. There's no easy games in the Ulster Senior League. It's always a battle. You always have to try and take your chances when you get them, because every team gets them. Swilly will be no different. Swilly are excellent, well-organised side. Jason will have them set up properly for the challenge that we're going to bring them on their pitch.